These days, you don't need a science degree to be able to contribute to scientific research. You can be a citizen scientist and take part in a game called Cropland Capture. It's all part of a project developed by the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Lower Austria. Well, the aim of the game is to help researchers identify farmlands around the globe. Well, Joanna Bostock spoke to Stefan Fritz from JASA and Tobias Stern from the TU. And she asked Stefan why mapping cropland is so important here.
Currently, when you look at the global land cover in terms of cropland and non-cropland, we have a lot of uncertainty. We really don't know in some places of the world, in developing countries, where the cropland is. And by playing this game, you can really help us to reduce uncertainty, to really know more about where the cropland is located and not just have to rely on certain statistics. So this is really crucial information.
So how scientific do you have to be a citizen scientist?
You don't have to be scientific, because the idea is that you can learn over time to become a scientist, so anybody can pick it up. You need to be able to read and write, basically, and if you can do that, you can become a citizen scientist.
Tobias, perhaps you can show me the game. You've actually got it on your phone.
Sure. So this is a game. You see in the center this land cover image, and you have to decide if there is any cropland in this image. And you see this red box, and you have to say, is there any cropland in this red box? And you have to say yes, no, or maybe. And for each correct image, you get 1 point, and for each wrong image you classify, you lose 1 point.
But who's deciding whether or not it's cropland or not?
What we have is a number of control points, which we set, so we know what is cropland and what is not, and that's how we train the players. And then once somebody performs reasonably well, we put them in so-called new territory.
Tell me if I've understood it correctly. To begin with, players play, and the game knows what the right and wrong answers are in terms of is this cropland or not. But then the game recognises which players are good at differentiating and actually giving the right answers. So later on in the game, those people who've sort of proven to be good at identifying cropland then get used the other way around by the game to identify areas that haven't been identified.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So basically, the players become over time experts. They are also learning by playing. They know when it was correct and when it was right. And indeed, we then use them as experts.
So what's in it for the players? Is it just for fun?
Yeah, you can win great prizes. As each week, we take the 3 top players and we throw them into a pot. And after 25 weeks, we will take 3 players from this pot, and these will win a new smartphone, a tablet, or the Amazon Kindle.
Citizen scientists and mapping cropland. That's Stefan Fritz from JASA and Tobias Sturm from the TU.
FM4 ORF.at/podcast.